You're listening to the Armed American Radio Network, brought to you every week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. And now, your host, Mark Walters.
If you are just joining us, welcome to Armed American Radio. If you picked us up for the first hour, welcome back to Armed American Radio. It is a pleasure to have you with us and everybody across the United States picking us up. We're marching across the country like a rapidly growing wildfire, and a lot of fun it is as we march across the USA. It's an awful lot of fun, and thank you very much for your support. I'm your host, Mark Walters, a.k.a. the Ordinary Guy columnist with Concealed Carry Magazine, the flagship publication of the USCCA, otherwise known as the United States Concealed Carry Association. Join us at www.usconcealedcarry.com. Our board operator tonight is Sean, doing a bang-up job for us. We love him. Playing some good music for us. And the numbers, should you wish to participate in this evening's program, 877-956-9566, 877-956-9566. If you want to catch us on the email, if you're picking us up on a live audio stream somewhere around the nation, you can reach me at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. In fact, we have an email that came in from Keith in Sarasota. We're going to get to that in a minute with our guests. If you missed the first hour, we had Gabe Suarez. Unbelievable, unbelievable. We could sit and talk to Gabe Suarez all day long. Just a wealth of information, a very informative 1 hour and a lot of fun. And George Hill, the Mad Ogre, very popular, was with us, and a great conversation was had by all. This hour, we will be joined by Mr. Skip Coryell. Mr. Skip Coryell, the founder and president of the Second Amendment March, something all of our listeners should be participating in. Coming up in April, and we'll get all that information from Skip here soon. George Hill joins us. He is back live with us. George, welcome back to Armed American Radio, brother.
Glad to be here. That was a real fun first hour, and I couldn't believe how fast it went by. When you're talking about the AK-47, you could literally talk about that for forever. It's a fantastic weapon. At Basement Sports, you know, we've got one from IO Corporation. It's an all U.S. made AK. We've got the Saegas. It's a 12 gauge. It's a 12 gauge AK. It doesn't get any more brutal than that. I mean, it's a fantastic weapon platform.
Yeah, that is pretty brutal too. And I wanted to let everybody know I jumped the gun a little bit. Mr. Jim Irvine, my very good friend, Mr. Jim Irvine, who is the president of the Buckeye Firearms Association up in Ohio. Probably one of the nation's most incredible grassroots, most effective grassroots organizations. I rank them right up there with VCDL, GeorgiaCarry.org. These guys are great. And that's not to take away from any of the other organizations out there, George. There are some good ones across the country, but these guys make a name for themselves and are very active. He broadcasts during the same hour we do here on 1420 WHK in Cleveland with the Buckeye Radio, Buckeye Firearms Forum. And Jim is going to join us at the bottom of the hour after Skip Coryell is with us. So we're looking forward to having my friend Jim Irvine on the broadcast as well. Have you ever spoken to him, George?
I have not. He can be found at BuckeyeFirearms.org, correct?
Yes, he can. BuckeyeFirearms.org. I encourage people to take a look at it. You do not have to live in Ohio to join these groups. You do not have to be a resident of Georgia to join GeorgiaCarry.org. You do not have to live in Virginia to join the VCDL. These groups doing an unbelievable job out there in today's political climate in assisting all of us as gun owners, because we're all in this together. It's one big giant boat. George, I'm going to go ahead and bring Skip Coryell in here. Skip is joining us right now from the great state of Michigan. Skip, my friend and my publisher, whitefeatherpress.com, my brother, welcome to Armed American Radio. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing fantastic, Mark. I appreciate you having me on again. And is it George? It's good to meet you as well.
Same. Good to meet you.
Skip, talk to us about the Second Amendment March. Let's go right into the meat of this stuff, because these hours just seem to fly by. We need a third hour. Talk to us about the Second Amendment March.
Yeah, Second Amendment March, that's something that I started up in February of this year, and it just kind of, it's taken off like crazy. Right now, if you called me yesterday, I'd have said we have 24 state coordinators across the country, Now I can tell you that we have 25. We added Iowa last week, and we added Kentucky today. So we are just going like crazy, and we've got all kinds of really good plans. And we are going to take Washington, D.C. and the entire country by storm with the Second Amendment.
Give us the website and the dates, times, places, and everything else, because,
sure.
You know, April is going to be on us very, very quickly. And we want everybody to know right now, start planning this right now.
Yeah, what you need to do to find out everything about Second Amendment March is just go to secondamendmentmarch.com, and that's no letters, no numbers, all letters, S-E-C-O-N-D, amendmentmarch.com, secondamendmentmarch.com, and there's all kinds of things you can do. You can sign up for our newsletter. You can make a donation. You can email us with more questions. We've got an online forum. You know, all kinds of things that you can do there. The march really is in three phases. Right now, we're still in the first phase, and that's we're having Second Amendment town hall meetings all across the country. We're doing dozens of them, and I go to several of them every week. Those are designed to build our grassroots support and all the things that we need to take it to the next phase, which is our state capitol rallies. And those will be held in February, March, and early April of next year. And then, of course, the D.C. March, the big event, will be on April 19th, 2010.
Skip, are you serious? Second Amendment town halls? What are you, un-American? Are you a Nazi, for crying out loud?
Well, it doesn't really matter. We didn't invite our liberal congressman anyways. These are just for patriotic Americans. Yeah, we're doing these things all across the country. I'm speaking at two of them just this coming week. You know, they're smaller venues. They're anywhere from 50 to 300 people. And, you know, it could be in a park. It could be in a church. It could be at a VFW, a township hall. Wherever people are willing to meet and talk about the Second Amendment, you know, that's where I'm going to be, you know, for the next 6-7 months. And we're having a really good time and meeting a lot of really good patriotic Americans who are not going to lay over and just let their gun rights, you know, go to seed.
Well, you know, we are, it's almost, what's the best way to say this? It's the calm before the storm.
Yeah.
Okay, I've been in the eye of a hurricane. All right. I've seen the trees stop blowing and the hail and the rain stop before the tornado winds start. And I have a fear that that's what's happening with our gun rights out there right now. Because, but at the same time and in the same breath, you're watching, like you said, good, honest, patriotic Americans rise up out of their seat. The sleeping giant has been awoken. And I think the Second Amendment March is going to benefit from that. Would you agree with that statement?
Yeah. Yeah, I would. And, you know, you can't really talk about activism right now without talking about, you know, the 9/12ers and the, you know, Tea Party people and all that. And, you know, certainly a lot of those people have already joined the Second Amendment March. In fact, we're going to be meeting with some of their leadership next week to go ahead and get the benefit of all of their lessons learned. And, you know, they're going to be helping us out with some really good advice on how we can organize a better march in D.C. in April 19th. So we're really looking forward to that as well.
Man, I'll tell you what, if you can tick off the liberals worse than they did, man, more power to you. George.
This is some really good timing to do this kind of stuff across the country. One of the most important things that we can do is keep this on the front burner for all of us because, you know, we're coming up to the midterm elections next year. Candidates are already starting to register and starting to put out stuff. I myself am going to be running, but this is a very good time to identify who your candidate is in your area, who is going to support our rights, who is going to support liberty and freedom, and make sure that we get them into office and those that are in office who do not support freedom and liberty to get them out of office. And this is a critical time for that. This is a bellwether time.
George, yeah. That's a great point. Skip, let me segue into the question. Are you seeing politicians, local politicians, attend some of these meetings and rallies that you're having? Are you getting any political help here?
Yeah, I'm not seeing any over here.
Skip, have you?
Over here.
I'm seeing a few, mostly they're people who are running for office who aren't current legislators that are coming, and they're making it known that the Second Amendment is their baby and they are supporting us. So, yeah, we're getting a few of those. Not a lot, but a few.
Well, that's a positive sign. And, George, when we come back from this first break, I want to ask you about what your plans are out there in Utah are, because you're going to be running for, I guess, what, Utah State Senate?
Utah State Senate, that's correct.
You know, that's a beautiful thing.
Well, I've thrown out the thing that we need good people to vote for, and I've challenged people to step up. And how can I do that if I don't step up myself?
Man, I'm telling you, stick around, everybody. We'll be right back with Armed American Radio after these messages.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, my name is Shirley Van Heest. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Andy Willoughby's 3-step plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the 3-step plan, I saw the value of it and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy. And if we can set ourselves up in business and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
That is some Warren Zevon, and that is just an absolutely excellent tune. George, I know you know that. We're going to date ourselves here, but that's really good music. Welcome back to Armed American Radio, everybody. My name is Mark Walters. I am your host, the Ordinary Guy columnist with Concealed Carry Magazine. Check us out at www.usconcealedcarry.com. You can catch me at theamericangunfighter.com. And we are back now with Skip Coriel, founder and president of the Second Amendment March and the president of White Feather Press, who we're going to have a little discussion about that in just about 2 seconds, what Skip does over there at White Feather Press. We're joined by George Hill, and we will be back after the second half of this hour with Mr. Jim Irvine of Buckeye Firearms Forum radio program and the president of the Buckeye Firearms Association, a dynamite grassroots group. Go ahead, George. Sorry about that.
I was just informed that my little forum, WeTheArms.com, that the Second Amendment March is one of our banner ads that we have in rotation. So I didn't even know I had any ties to them until I was just notified. But yeah, they're a great organization.
See, it's
Thank
getting
you.
Out there.
Thank
it's getting
you very
around.
Much.
It's getting around,
Appreciate
Skip.
That. Oh yeah, you bet.
You know, it's funny how that stuff happens. It's a snowball effect. Okay, Skip, let's talk a little bit about your company, White Feather Press.
Well, White Feather Press is a small independent publishing company that I started about 3 years ago. Originally, I was just going to use it to publish my own work, but once I started publishing, you know, my novels and my Second Amendment books, people kind of took notice and they started coming to me and saying, "Well, hey, you published your book, publish mine." And then when I met you on the air, when you interviewed me and found out you and Kathy Jackson had written a book, I said, "Hey, send me a couple of chapters of those," and you did, and I read it, and it was fantastic, and, you know, the rest is history. It's out there ready for people to buy it and read it right now. It's a fantastic book that people have got to read.
Lessons from Armed America by Mark Walters and Kathy Jackson, the foreword written by Masad Ayoub, and it's an awful lot of fun to have his name on the cover. Was very humbling, to say the least. And the listeners can pick up our book, which is out there now. Since when, Skip? Just, I guess, the past couple days, right?
Well, yeah. It went up 2 days ago, and right now it's on whitefeatherpress.com as well. So, yeah, now is the time to go out and get it and be one of the first to read a really good book. The nice thing about this book, Mark, is, you know, there's other books, or not books, but, you know, columns and things that have dealt with, you know, scenarios of the armed citizens, you know, protecting themselves. But you and Kathy did a tandem approach where, you know, you gave the story and said, "This is what can happen to you." And then Kathy followed up with a 1-2 punch and says, "Yeah, and this is how you deal with it when it does happen to you." And it's fantastic. It's entertainment, and it'll teach you how to protect your family, you know, when these kind of bad things, you know, happen and come down.
Skip, I've been writing these stories for a number of years now, and it's amazing to talk to some of these victims. Now, one of the chapters in there is a recollection of what happened to me, and I can assure anybody listening across the country that picks the book up, it is probably the most benign of the chapters, and I think you'll agree with that, because there are some absolutely vicious, violent, unbelievable stories in there that happen to ordinary people just like you and your neighbors. And to see Kathy come in on the heels of that and write such an unbelievable tactical analysis of what occurred was an awful lot of fun. It was very enjoyable for me to read what she wrote coming up behind my stuff. It just blew me away. And it blew Masad away and everybody else that's seen it, who makes their living in the personal defense industry. So it's very humbling, and folks can pick it up at whitefeatherpress.com. And you can get a link to it at my website, like I said, at theamericangunfighter.com. We're very proud of it. Click into it. Pick up a copy of it. In fact, the first caller that calls in right now, I'll go ahead and give away a signed, free signed copy of it. Call us at 877-956-9566, and we'll mention you on the air, and we'll send you a signed copy of that. We've got a couple emails here that I want to get to with both of you on the air. And the first one comes into us from Keith in Sarasota. Does the type of ammo give you an advantage for a first shot? I have a fragmented ammo, extreme shock, air freedom round. What is your opinion, Keith in Sarasota? George, let's defer that over to you. What do you think?
The type of ammo, no. As long as you're using decent factory loaded ammo, that's, you know, of reasonable quality, you're going to, it's not going to make you a better shot. You can't buy proficiency. What it's going to do to you, though, having good quality ammo, is that when you do make that first round hit, it's going to do its job probably maybe better than just a lead ball or just a full metal jacket or whatever it does, whatever it is you have. You have to have a good quality ammo.
Spoken like an expert trainer, you whatever you put in the weapon is not going to make you a better shot.
No. And the gun's not what puts down the target and stops the threat. It's the bullet.
Let's go to, we've got a second email that came in. This is from Jeff in Norfolk, Virginia. Jeff in Norfolk, Virginia, we appreciate you writing in and listening to us live up there in Virginia. Mark, good evening. Just a quick note to ask when you might have the gentleman back on your show who used to work as a psychiatrist with the California Corrections Department. His insights into the criminal mind was something that I found fascinating. Thanks for having him on, as well as the other fantastic guests you continue to have on your show. Best wishes, Jeff in Norfolk, Virginia. Jeff, we appreciate that much. You are referring to Mr. Bill Oliver, who spent his entire life in the California penal system. Just some unbelievable stories. And we will have Bill on. You know, I'm going to have to call him and ask him about that. I'd like to get him on as a follow-up in the next couple weeks. He was amazing, and some of the stories that he can tell are just mind-boggling. I don't know if either of the two of you heard that, but this guy has spent his career interviewing some of California's, which makes it America's, most violent criminals, and names that we all know, in fact, so famous that he can't even tell us. One of them he could was Charlie Manson. So these are the people of the caliber that he worked with. If you picked up that broadcast, it was really frightening stuff, because he put that, you know, his comments that I know Jeff is in Norfolk is referring to, is that, you know, the state prisons in California are the Harvard and Yale universities of criminals. These guys, most of them eventually get out, folks. So you can go back and pick up that broadcast. But we, Jeff, will ask Bill Oliver to be on. We've gotten a number of emails to that. So thanks very much for writing in.
That's really true, that Harvard and Yale universities of the criminals. That's brilliant. The whole criminal justice system is really geared as just a boot camp for the bad guys. We really need a kind of a revamp of our whole criminal justice system, but that's something else. I really like what Sheriff Joe Arapaho is doing down there, and you know, putting the bad guys into a situation where they don't want to be in there. They don't want to be in Sheriff Joe's jail, but at least they're not learning how to be better criminals.
They pay a buck, Skip, I think, for bologna sandwiches.
Yeah, it's not Pio supposed to be fun in there.
No, and he puts them in pink underwear and pink outfits, and yeah. You know, yet again, another reason why Arizona is my favorite state in the country. It's just a great place to be. I intend on getting back out to Tombstone in the very, very near future. So, Skip,
yeah.
As we get close to the break, we've got about 30 seconds, maybe 15 seconds before we hear music. What do you want to tell us? Where do you want to direct people for the Second Amendment March?
Just go to secondamendmentmarch.com. We need people from western states and for a lot of the southern states.
Beautiful. We're going to have to. Western and southern states, join us after the break, everybody. We'll be right back after these messages on Armed American Radio.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, The USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
The credit card companies have received government bailouts, and you're still struggling to make ends meet. If you are behind on your credit card payments, call for powerful, free information and consultation from Financial Freedom of America. The facts are, Financial Freedom of America can show you how to cut your credit card debt in half, and the credit card companies are willing to negotiate for less than what you owe. So now is the time to act. If you need a partner to work on your behalf, call now to get maximum savings off your debts. Financial Freedom of America settled over $27 million in credit card debt last year alone. They can do the same for you. It all starts with a free 10-minute personal and confidential consultation. There is no cost or obligation to find out about this life-changing program. Individual results may vary, not available in all states. So call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191. If you need a personal bailout, call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191.
Hi, my name is Shirley Van Heest. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Andy Willoughby's three-step plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the three-step plan, I saw the value of it, and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy, and if we can set ourselves up in business, and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Oh, yes, and all the soldiers fighting in Vietnam had to do a thing called machine gun.
Machine gun, that's Vietnam era stuff from Jimi Hendrix. Welcome back to Armed American Radio, America. I'm your host, Mark Walters, the Ordinary Guy columnist with Concealed Carry Magazine, usconcealedcarry.com, and author, co-author of Lessons from Armed America. Pick it up at whitefeatherpress.com. Won't you buy my book? Sounds like that guy, George, on, hawking the stuff on, the CDs and, learn Excel and stuff like that. But you know what? The heck with him. It's my book. It's our book. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And, really fun conversation the last hour and a half. Really fun conversation. And we're going to get it a little bit better now because we're bringing in a really good friend of mine now and very media savvy, Mr. Jim Irvine from the Buckeye Firearms Forum joins Armed American Radio. Jim, welcome to Armed American Radio. It's really fun to have you on this broadcast.
Mark and George, the pleasure is mine. Is Skip still with us?
He is not. No, we lost Skip at the last break. He had to cut out after 30 minutes, and we wanted to give you the remainder of 30 minutes and talk about some really fun stuff going on up in Ohio.
It's great to be here.
Yeah, and how'd your broadcast go up there on WHK? Good stuff?
Yeah, good. Another good show. It's funny. It's amazing how much stuff there is to talk about. When somebody first proposed the idea of a show to me, I thought, how could I ever fill up an hour every week? And you know, as you find out, an hour goes by so fast, and there's just every week there's a plate full of stuff dumped on us that's interesting and fun to talk about.
And it never seems to go away, and George can attest to this. George has been on this broadcast three or four times with me, and, of course, I worked with you on your broadcast up there, and the hour just buzzes right by.
What's amazing is that you have to decide what you are not going to talk about.
Every week.
It's been relaxing since we've had the second hour. I have not found myself sitting in the chair. I'm standing up here behind the board and watching the computers and the monitors. Oh, speaking of that, Tina in Boise, Idaho gets a free copy, signed copy of Lessons from Armed America. Tina in Boise, Idaho. That's a beautiful thing, guys.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so, Jim.
We got excitement. We gave away one of your books tonight on our radio to show too, and you know, obviously, I think folks are interested. As a longtime reader of your column, you know, The Ordinary Guy in Concealed Carry Magazine, I like your column. I like the self-defense stuff. I'm really looking forward to reading your book.
Well, what you're going to appreciate, because you've read a lot of my stuff over the years, what you'll appreciate is Kathy's follow-up, the effort and work that she put into coming back on her tactical analysis of each of these absolutely brutal situations is just, you know, it was very fun for me to read. And when I saw her come back behind mine and write what she did, it was humbling to say the least. She does an unbelievable job. She's, you know, she's a very well-known trainer and, you know, and an educator. She, in fact, if she's listening to the broadcast right now, I want to give her a big hello out there in Washington, because she was working with Mossad this weekend on an LFI 3 course, George.
That is just too much fun.
Yeah, and Mossad, of course, having been on this program last week, Jimmy's been on the program. I've talked with Mossad on Buckeye Firearms Forum with you, and he was just brilliant last week, absolutely brilliant. But, okay, Jim, you've got some things you want to tell us about that's going on up in Ohio, and I've got some statistical stuff here I want to go over with you. I think that might relate to it. Tell us what's happening in Ohio. I think you got some new stats out on the CCW in Ohio, do you not?
New concealed carry stats are out, and for the second quarter, we had almost 18,000 people get a concealed carry license, almost 5,000 more get a renewal, and we're up over 156,000 now. And just to put that in perspective for folks, you know, John Lott's done his studies, and I'm looking forward to John Lott's new studies as far as what's happened to concealed carry over the last year nationwide, a couple years from now, when we get all the data in on what happened. Because when you listen to data on you know, unemployment or any of these other numbers they talk about, we're talking 1-2 percentages of fractions of percentages. We've had 9 quarters in a row of concealed carry license increases year over year periods, all of them double digit. In fact, the smallest increase is 20%. The last 3 quarters, 111, 139, and 106. 3 quarters in a row, we've more than doubled the year prior. That is demand.
You know, it is. Give us those numbers one more time.
111% increase, 139% increase, and 106% increase. We've already issued more licenses. We'll look at 2008 first. To put 2008 in perspective, we issued more licenses in 2008 than in 2007, 2006, 2005, only 2004, the first year was in effect, exceeded that. We have now, in just the first 2 quarters of 2009, exceeded the entire year of 2008.
Now, what do you think is the reason for that, big increase?
I think there's multiple thing. Number one, having a vehemently anti-gun president and administration, and he continues to appoint. It's just like Mark and I talked about this before. He wasn't going to come in and pass some law like the Brady Bill was done. He's going to be, it's much more insidious. He appoints Supreme Court justices. He appoints attorney generals. He appoints czars. He appoints people in these positions no one's ever heard of, Cass Sunstein. People that believe that animals should be able to sue you for shooting them, thinking that criminals have more rights than the victims. This completely upside-down, backwards thinking. This is his administration, and it is a big threat to every American person, gun owner, and people are starting to see that, and it's scary. And the economy also is another thing. But
and they get to affect gun control without having to ban a single firearm. So they can hold up their hands and say, hey, look, we didn't ban anything.
Yeah, he's now they're working now to pass a treaty that Bill Clinton signed that's been sitting there for all of these years, and now they're looking at ratifying that, which would give our list of gun owners to foreign governments.
Man, Kent, does the word bonehead mean anything to anybody? You know, this stuff is so scary. And when it is. It's infuriating and to the point where, you know, I cut my own mic. When you look at somebody like Nancy Pelosi, who this week, I guess Rush said it. I don't pay much attention. I don't have time to listen to him. But it was all over the news when he said that she was crying clown tears. Here's a woman who, if you agree with her, your dissent is the highest form of patriotism. Here's a woman who said that the Tea Partiers and the 9/12ers and soon to be the Second Amendment marchers are un-American, using Nazi tactics. They're throwing the word racist out there all over the place.
Oh yeah.
If you disagree with them, and here she is up there with the gall to stand in front of a microphone, fake cry, and say she's worried about political violence.
You know what? She should be worried. She should be worried because she is enraging people across the country like we have never been enraged before. She's called us terrorists, Mark. Myself, I am a white Christian male, former military. I'm a gun owner, and I'm a registered voter. I am her worst nightmare. And she is saying that we need to tone down our rhetoric and that we need to curb our enthusiasm. But she hasn't even begun to see the enthusiasm yet.
Now, that enthusiasm is growing like a weed. Hey, Jim, you're talking about the Ohio stats. Let's go ahead and blow the Freedom States Alliance right out of the water here. Do you get copies of their ridiculous emails?
I get some of them, but I don't have a chance to read all of it. When I need a good laugh, I read it because they're comical.
Well, let's take a look at this one that I got this week. They have a segment in there, and your timing with the Ohio stats was perfect. It couldn't have come at a better time when you joined this broadcast tonight. They link to abusing the privilege, crimes committed by CCWs, and the website for all of you listening to this broadcast anywhere in the country that wants to go see this garbage is abusingtheprivilege.blogspot.com. Let's go ahead and give him something here so you can go out and take a look at this stuff. He's got stories that he brings in of, you know, various newspaper clips and so forth. But when you read a little bit into it, from October 2004 to early August 2009, these states had crimes. He's got 20 states, or I should say 20 crimes in Ohio, Pennsylvania, Florida, North Carolina, New York, Michigan, Washington, Utah, South Carolina, Kansas, Montana, Oklahoma, Idaho, Kentucky, Alabama, California, Colorado, and West Virginia. 20 that he can come up with. 7.5 million concealed carry permit holders across the United States, ladies and gentlemen. Does the word bonehead mean anything to you? We'll be right back with Armed American Radio, Jim and Mike, the Mad Ogre, right after these messages.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population-controlled breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, my name is Shirley Van Heese. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Andy Willoughby's three-step plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the three-step plan, I saw the value of it, and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy, and if we can set ourselves up in business and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
Armed American Radio, back at the bottom of the hour for the remainder of the program with Mr. Jim Irvine of Buckeye Firearms Association, host of Buckeye Firearms Forum on WHK 1420 in Cleveland every Sunday night during the first hour from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern while we're broadcasting here. So it's a pleasure to have him on with us for the second half, or this I should say the second hour, however you want to phrase that, of Armed American Radio. George, we were talking about Nancy Pelosi prior to the break, and I know what you were saying there, but I want to clarify that for the listeners out there.
I kind of got cut off a little bit, didn't get out what I wanted to say clearly. What I said about her finding out just how we're going to be standing up, I don't know if it made it out, but I said in November. What I was referring to is at the polls during the election. Instead of pulling triggers, we're pulling those voting levers.
Well, that's and you talk about that on the Mad Ogre very eloquently, where you talk about that, you know, the fix for this country is built right into the Constitution, and it's called a vote.
Absolutely.
And we do it every 4 years. Apparently the mainstream media and the moguls that run it have forgotten that we have elections every 4 years. Mr. Irvine, you're still with us, I hope.
Yes.
Ohio and those statistics, you know, I ran out of time there and had to run through those states. My point with that was that they can only find, and this is a current blog, from October 2004 to early August 2009.
5 years.
5 years. Ohio, 9. Now, this is what the crimes committed by concealed carry permit holders, okay? Ohio, 9. Pennsylvania, 5. Florida, 4. Let me make this point about Florida. You just gave us Ohio stats. Florida has issued over 1.4 million concealed carry permits since 1987. They can find 4? 4?
Yeah.
North Carolina, 3. New York, 3. Michigan, 3. Washington, 2. Utah, 2. George, I'm scared. I'm not going to Utah. Those gun nuts in Utah. South Carolina, 1. Kansas, 1.
Less than one half of 1% of Ohio licenses are ever revoked for any reason. And you got to keep in mind that some of those are benign reasons. People always go, oh, revocations. Yeah, like you moved out of state, so you don't qualify anymore. You died.
There may be more than what I'm reading here and what this bonehead has on the site. But my point is that the Freedom States Alliance goes to this website and cites this as gospel. This is some bloke out there who's got a website and his little blog, and he puts this out. And now, what's interesting about it is he makes a little comment down on the bottom, you know, somewhere down here. I'll see if I can find it. But what does he say here? He talks about how he doesn't, he's not supposed to be ragging concealed carry permit holders and the right to bear arms. Don't you love the way they say that? Well, before I start, I'm a proponent of the Second Amendment.
That's sign number one that somebody's anti-gun.
Sure it is. But what he says is he goes on to say that he only wants to dispel the myth that the NRA puts out there that concealed carry permit holders commit no crimes. Let me make this very clear. And Jim, you're very active in the NRA. The NRA does not say that. The NRA says concealed carry license holders are by far over and above America's most what?
Law-abiding citizens.
Bingo. He's not putting a statistic. The NRA is not saying that. There is evil everywhere. Now, what I want to do is I want to go into something that the Freedom States Alliance has they fail to tell you.
Well, think about, before you get into that, think about this to put their argument in perspective. The only way they can, concealed carry citizens, we are such a law-abiding group that the only way they can critique us is to compare us to perfection. That's the only standard we haven't met. We've
Brilliant.
Met every other standard. That's how law-abiding the concealed carry license holder is.
Brilliant.
Not perfect, but almost.
I don't have the numbers, but I would be interested in to see the per capita comparisons between, say, people who buy coffee at Starbucks or,
well, you know, George,
police officers.
I'm not sure if it was the broadcast that you were on last that we talked about it. I had gotten a letter here that I promise, Tom, that I am going to read. I just don't know that I'm going to be able to get into it tonight if I can find it. It's about statistics. This gentleman is a statistician. Let's put it that way. And we were talking about, and George, it was when you were on the broadcast, we were talking about crime statistics, the FBI Uniform Crime Report. Well, the 2008 numbers are out. And Tom corrected us, on a couple of our assumptions. And the letter's amazing. If I have time in this broadcast, I'll get to it. Well, I'm not going to have time into it. So Mr. Tom Powell in Phoenix, Arizona, hang with us. We'll get to this on another broadcast probably next week. But I want to get your point out there. It's very important and very well made here. What the Freedom States Alliance and the Brady Campaign fails to tell everybody, Jim and George, is that police officers have committed more crimes than concealed carry permit holders across the country. And you can simply Google it in yourself and find it. The websites are everywhere. You can go in. I mean, there has been 170 arrests in Georgia alone for DUIs. You know, they'll take anything they can. Jim, help me here.
Police officers, keep in mind, police officers are far more law-abiding than the average citizen.
Yeah,
so
that's the whole point.
I mean, it's when you get into the statistics, it's absolutely overwhelming. They named 20. They got 20 things. You know what? I'll tell you what. There's 20 Cuyahoga County officials going to be indicted on criminal charges just this year. Just my little county.
And you guys have seen the numbers about members of Congress.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really amazing. We've got an email here from Ed. Ed says, Mark, are those increases in CHL countrywide or just in the East? And Jim, I want to clarify for the letter writer here that was Ohio specifically, correct?
Mine was just Ohio, but it's a big enough pool of numbers that this same thing, you're going to be right in the ballpark no matter what state or what cross-section you're looking at. This is an explosion. We know that by tracking The gun sales and the NICS checks, background checks that have been done, they released the numbers on those. It's, you're seeing the same percentages everywhere. It's doubling in the numbers from years prior.
Yeah, I want to get to this police officer statistic here. I've got a link, and George, I think I sent it to you earlier today. If I can get that to pull up, I'd like the readers to, or the readers, excuse me, the listeners, to see some of this stuff and listen to it, because it is fascinating where they're talking about crimes committed by police officers. And you know, that's not to knock police officers. What that's to do is to mention that there is evil everywhere. There are bad cops, bad doctors, bad lawyers, bad judges, believe that or not. There are bad CCW permit holders.
Well, until we grow police officers out of genetically engineered bats of goo, they're humans. They're humans just like anybody else. They go through a training school. They get certified. They get sworn in. They take an oath. They're given a gun and a badge and a patrol car. They're just like us. They're a part of our community. They're humans.
People slip through the cracks. People are people, and people do, and we do the best we can and are always working on a way to correct any idiot who can slip through the cracks in any facet, whether that, you know, screening a police officer or finding out what the case may be. Real life sometimes gets in the way. But by and large, Jim, as you stated very eloquently, concealed carry permit holders are by and large, the most law-abiding of all citizens in the country. So these boneheads can chew on that for a little while. And if they, you know, you can get into the statistics game all day long and twist them any way you want. You recall that you and I didn't really want to talk about stats on the firearms forum on WHK because they can be twisted.
Yeah, they can. Just another simple example of them. These knuckleheads put out a stat that got big press a couple years ago on Texas, and, you know, concealed carry license holders or gun owners were more likely to have crimes with guns. Like this was some big surprise. Well, you know what? Here's another stat for you. People with driver's licenses are more likely to get tickets than people without a driving license.
Well, you know, you're a pilot. Let's tell everybody out there, you are a pilot you sit in the big, fat seat of the Boeing. If it ain't Boeing, I ain't going. I'll never forget you telling me that.
That's right. And my views do not represent American Airlines, but that's who I work for. And so, I mean, our airplanes were hijacked on 9/11. Nancy Pelosi's comments, or the people who are calling us terrorists, that is insulting. We are not terrorists. My coworkers died at the hands of terrorists while Congress disarmed the pilots. Terrorists, I mean, they are evil, evil people. We are fighting for good. And for her to call us terrorists, that's maddening to me, because it downgrades what a terrorist really is. Because they're out there, and they are evil to the core. And you don't, people, read your book, because you get a sense of what evil is.
Well, let's talk about Michael DuBose for 2 seconds. Michael DuBose, up there in Cleveland where you are, anti-gun politician, accosted by three thugs with guns, now has an Ohio concealed carry license, the very thing he voted against two times as a state legislator. That's amazing stuff.
Yeah, and here's a guy, when the paper asked him, what did you think of when somebody stuck a gun in your face, of all of the answers this politician can come up with is, I thought about my vote on concealed carry, and I thought, now I understand what this is about.
And yeah,
some people knock him for not thinking of it ahead of time and looking at all the other crime, but you know what? At least he figured that out, and now he's voted with us on our bills and voting to improve it, and he's a great supporter of our cause.
Yeah, I just had a brilliant idea as this music starts, that we should ban police officers, we should ban cars, we should ban pilots, we should ban kitchen knives, we should ban forks, we should ban sporks, spoons, forks, whatever you want to call it.
Well,
ladies,
you know,
and gentlemen,
do that. Only criminals have airplanes.
Yeah, that's a fact, isn't it? Hey, Jim, I want to thank you very much for joining us on Armed American Radio this evening. It's a pleasure, and we will do this time and time again, I can promise you.
I'm looking forward to it, Mark. Congratulations on your new show and all of the success. You guys are doing great and deserve all of the success you're getting.
Well, thank you so much. Mr. George Hill, you know you will be a regular on the broadcast. And I want to thank our listeners around the United States and some of those folks listening in Iraq and Afghanistan. We know you're there. We read your stuff. Catch us next week on Armed American Radio, everybody. Same bat time, same bat channel, right here. We'll see you next week. Thanks for joining us.
You've been
been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby. I can talk to you.